All right, John Clayton joins us. Thank God John is here. John, thank you so much for saving me. As we are joined by the fan senior Broncos writer from DenverFan.com, John Clayton, presented by Fleischenbeck Law Injury Attorneys. All right, all we have to do when it comes to this schedule right now, John, is go by what's on paper. You saw the Broncos schedule. How's it shape up for you?
It's the fifth easiest schedule in the league, so that does help out. And particularly, you know, getting the fourth place game as far as that last game being added for the 17th game, I think that works out pretty well. So I think that schedule-wise, it works out pretty well.
Yeah, Johnny, how do you look at these? I always have a tough time going through these, you know, like we did back in our days at ESPN, yeah, going kind of back and forth. I think that could be a win. I always just kind of look at the team in general and say, what are they? How do you kind of look at the schedule, look at that schedule toughness, like the win percentage and all that, and then juxtapose that to, hey, there's the 35% turnover in roster, and like, how do you kind of parse all that stuff out?
Well, again, this is a different year, obviously, with the tight cap situation down 8% to 182.5. But the impact is going to be more as far as the schedule in the NFC, because you're going to have more down teams in the NFC. Like, for example, you know, New Orleans, Philadelphia. I mean, they've been considered to be playoff type teams. Well, Philadelphia, maybe not last year, but, you know, they've had to take such cap hits and all those different things. But in the AFC, it's a little bit tougher because, again, all these teams have young quarterbacks for the most part, and those teams are rising. I mean, look, when you have like as many as 10 or 11, you know, young quarterbacks that are under rookie contracts, you have the ability to build more. And so you start to look around, you say, okay, you know, even though the schedule looks good for the Broncos, but there's going to be more drop-off in the NFC. Like, for example, where's Green Bay going to be if Aaron Rodgers is not going to show up? I mean, so they're not going to be a real good team. And you look at, like, in the NFC North, it's like, how good is that division? I mean, Detroit's terrible. Chicago's in a quarterback transition with a coach and a general manager in possibility of getting fired. But then you look over and you see things in the AFC and you see, okay, you know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, they have the two toughest schedules in the league. And so there's going to be a little bit of a drop off there. But I think right now when you look and you see, okay, the Broncos are sitting there with the fifth easiest schedule, that's positive.
It is positive, but does it immediately ratchet up the pressure on Vic Fangio, who is 0-7 in 2 years in September, to win and win immediately, or thus become maybe the favorite to be the first coach fired?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, and that's why I think you can see that, you know, the George Payton has done a good job of trying to get him as much on defense as he possibly can. And you look at the defense overall, the fact that they've done such a great job in the secondary, getting Kareem Jackson back and, you know, drafting Patrick Surtain, and, you know, who knows even if Patrick's going to be able to play much, but, you know, they were able to go get, you know, Ronald Darby, and, you know, Justin Simmons now got his big deal. I mean, defensively, they look pretty good, and, you know, it plays to the strength of Vic, because Vic, you know, has done, at least maybe not as far as winning, but has done a good job as far as being able to get the defense to play well. Now it's a matter of the offense, and so that's going to be the big challenge. Can they get as much out of the offense? And, you know, here's Teddy Bridgewater, or here's going to be Drew Locke. If they can get off to a good start with that good defense, then things should be positive. If not, you're right, there's going to be trouble.
What do you read into the Packers signing Bortles, all the talk about Aaron Rodgers, like, what do you read into that, and what's your gut tell you about where Aaron Rodgers will play this year, or if he will play this year?
Yeah, my gut tells me he'll end up coming to the Broncos in some capacity. And the reason I say that is because, you know, number one, you know, and the thing is, the Bortles thing baffles me, because, you know, get the waiver wire every day, and the waiver wire had Bortles going to Tampa Bay. And it's like, I didn't see any correction on that. But obviously, we now know the Bortles is going to go there. And all that's going to do is anger you know, him more. It's like, oh, great. I'm really happy to see you didn't give me a receiver. You didn't give me anything last year. And now you come back, you draft a quarterback and trade up for him and Jordan Love, and now you get Blake Bortles. Boy, that makes me feel good about the way this offense is going to be. So I don't see him being there. And, you know, with his fiance being in Boulder, Colorado, I think that you can see that they're going to try to, you know, get the, you know, get a deal done. And, you know, honestly, I think it's going to be a little bit of a discount, because if you're going to be trading Aaron Rodgers in, say, October, and you're looking at, you know, what teams are going to be involved. I mean, is Philadelphia going to be there? They don't have the cap room, I think, to do something. New Orleans can't be there. I don't know if Washington, and I think he'll have a little bit of a voice if he's going someplace where he can go. I think he goes to the Broncos.
Well, the fact that you are almost so nonchalant about him ending here just is, you know, goosebumps, you know, for me, is that you're like, oh, yeah, I think it happens here. But you think you start talking about September, October, so you don't buy the idea that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, you know, June 1st or June 2nd.
No, not at all. I mean, they got to play this out because, again, it's like he's the franchise. I mean, they still have to take a big cap hit, which they don't have the cap room to be able to really do. Now, certainly with his $14 million salary, it'll clear out some. But right at the moment today, they don't have enough money to sign their draft choices, so they're going to have to make some more moves. And if you get rid of Aaron Rodgers with really no replacement, I don't know if you want to consider Blake Bortles and Jordan Love two good replacements. In fact, you saw the comments by the general manager late last week that he says, well, Jordan Love has a long way to go. Was like, yeah, well, you drafted him, you made that mistake. And so I think in the end that Bortles is going to come in there and just anger Rodgers even more, and I you got to just wait him out.
All right, Johnny C, man, we appreciate you, buddy. Always great catching up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, there he goes, John Clayton's done. Benny, John Clayton is done. It's over. He's done. He's history. Finished with his segment. Oh, Benny. Benny.
Hello! I'm done with my segment!
He was working the phone.
Kind of like you worked the bone.
You know, he was talking to John Clayton. I know that, but you got to have that ready.
Yeah.
You got to have that ready. John Clayton, presented by Flesh and Pick Law.
Certain standards.
Sorry.
There's certain standards we have here.
Yeah, Benny, we hold you to such high standards.
Yeah, there's certain things we just like to do just because we're not.
You take it for granted, yes, but when it's not there right away, we get a little bit pissy. Presented by Flesh and Pick Law, injury attorneys. Read John's latest on the Broncos every day at denverfan.com. And John Clayton, not the only person who believes strongly that Aaron Rodgers will be a Bronco. More evidence. And obviously this is the evidence that matters the most. Tell you what it is next.